Now, he goes on to say, now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and a faith unfeigned. Now, if what is taught in the church does not produce love out of a pure heart, these are expressions that Paul could use intimately with this young preacher, you see. And he never used this in writing his epistle to churches. And here, what is a pure heart? Well, it's in contrast to the old nature that we've got. It means a person that's been made righteous and now can manifest the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. And the two things, therefore, that should be manifest in the church is faith. Faith in God. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in each other. And in many churches today, it's difficult to trust certain individuals. I could tell you stories that make your hair curl, friends, about some churches. Thank God we've got some wonderful churches, but there's some you better be careful of them. And I won't go into detail because I tell you, it seems unbelievable. And there should be faith and there should be love. Now, love is just not something you mouth all the time, especially something that's mouthed continually in the pulpit. Love today is a concern for others. And a concern for others is means you won't gossip about them, means you're not going to hurt them, you're not going to harm them. I know one church that's attempted to wreck the ministry of a pastor. They've done everything they can. And the one thing they haven't been able to do is say he didn't teach the Word of God. Well, he did teach the Word of God. And yet they're attempting to do that. Then they talk about love. My friend, how hypocritical that can be. You see, this is not something you talk about. This is something you manifest. Faith should be lived out. And love should be lived out. Now, it's in that organization that you're to have deacons and have an organization. And whether you've got an Episcopal form of government or Congregational or Presbyterian, what difference does that make? If these things are lacking, faith and love, well, you just well make it a lodge. You well make it a religious club. But if these things are manifest, then actually, your form of church government isn't really too important. And I think that's the thing that Paul is going to emphasize here. Now, he goes on to say that the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Three things here, love, a good conscience, and faith unfeigned. I do not believe that conscience is a guide even for a believer today, but a believer ought to have a good conscience. When you lie down at night, do you feel badly about something you've said or done? Many sensitive Christians are like that. I had a call the other day from a party that was weeping and said, I said something and I hope you'll forgive me. Well, I didn't know they'd said it, by the way, but apparently they hadn't been able to sleep that night. They have a very sensitive conscience. Now, some have conscience that's been seared with a hot iron, but these three wonderful graces, love, a good conscience, and faith, they are the things that are to be manifested in the local church, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. And that means just empty chatter. It's all talk. Beautiful words, flowery language. They butter you up. They pat you on the back. Vain jangling, empty chatter, means nothing. Verse 7, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say or that about which they affirm. And Paul's laying it on the line here. I would say he's making it very clear that they teach error and they do it with assurance. They pay no attention to the Word of God, but they're teaching error with a great deal of assurance. This is a very important section, you see. And when we begin to dig down underneath and listen to this great apostle talking to his young son in the faith, he talks in a way that maybe hasn't talked before. And it's well for us to listen in today, for it's for us too in this day in which we live.